South Dakota's Tom Daschle is about to begin his 10th year as Senate Democratic leader. The party split in the Senate has been so close since 2000 that Daschle has shifted from minority to majority leader and then back again. This year, Republicans again were in charge of an increasingly rancorous Senate. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Having just switched from leading a majority of 51 to leading a minority of 49, Tom Daschle put on a brave, even optimistic face as the 108th Congress got underway last January.
As we start this new year, we're energized in the belief that we have very, very critical battles to fight and important positions to take on the Senate floor.
But almost 12 months after speaking those words, the 56-year-old self-described liberal sits in his office just outside the Senate chamber and admits it's been a tough year.
My expectations were high for the session, and obviously we end this session with, I think, greater disappointment than a sense of accomplishment. Disappointment in the lack of things done, disappointment in the partisanship, disappointment in a sense that we could have done so much more had we been able to do it more effectively together.
Daschle was never able to bring to the floor the issues that matter most to him and many other Democrats, such as raising the minimum wage, getting parity for mental health coverage, or extending the eligibility that expired yesterday to get enrolled for federal unemployment insurance. He blames this in part on the heightened tensions of such a narrowly divided chamber, but he says the nation's leader is at fault as well.
President Bush said he wanted to change the tone in Washington, and I think he has. I think it's gotten worse. I think it's more acrimonious. I think it's more confrontational. I think it's far more bitterly partisan. And I think he has a big share of the responsibility for the fact that it is what it is.
As the country's most powerful elected Democrat, Daschle has often directly criticized the top Republican who resides down the street at the White House. But Daschle, for a time, muted his criticism of President Bush after the U.S. invaded Iraq. He'd been roundly reproached for a remark he made just as the U.S. was about to launch that invasion, when he told a group of union leaders he was saddened.
Saddened that this president failed so miserably at diplomacy that we're now forced to war. Saddened that we have to give up one life because this president couldn't create the kind of diplomatic effort that was so critical for our country.
Looking back on that comment, do you have any regrets about having said what you said?
None whatsoever. In fact, I feel vindicated. I think over the last 6 months, we've all now understood that what I said was not only accurate, but repeated by many others over the course of the months that followed, both Democrats and in some cases Republicans. So I have no regrets whatsoever and would say it again.
Daschle has kinder words for his Republican counterpart, Majority Leader Bill Frist, whom he describes as accessible and easy to work with. But without mentioning first-time leader Frist by name, the Senate's top Democrat deplores how that body spent the 1,444 hours it was in session this year.
I think the use of time in the Senate has been one of the Republican leadership's greatest liabilities, one of their biggest mistakes. We have not used our time well.
The biggest waste of time, Daschle says, was a 40-hour-long session last month, during which Frist kept the Senate going through two nights. It was an attempt to focus national attention on what's become the most bitter issue in the Senate, the Democrats' successful use of filibusters to block several of President Bush's most controversial judicial nominees. Daschle says that standoff is bound to continue.
Are there going to be judges that will oppose? Absolutely. We have to do that. That's part of the role, in my view, that we have as United States senators. And we'll continue to make that judgment on a case-by-case basis.
But are these judges actually worse than other nominees from other administrations? Because, as your Republican colleagues like to point out, these filibusters really haven't prospered in the past.
I would simply say that there are those that we strongly believe do not deserve to be on the bench. They are extreme in their philosophical approach. They're extreme sometimes in many of their approaches to judicial activism on the courts. And frankly, as long as that is in evidence, we have no choice but to continue to oppose.
Last month, Orrin Hatch, the Republican who chairs the Judiciary Committee, revealed that one of his staffers had broken into confidential computer records of two Democrats on the committee, stolen files related to the judge's dispute, and leaked the information to two newspapers. Daschle says the incident marked a new low point for the Senate.
The actual theft of documents from computers is one of the most difficult and frightening prospects of all of the things that happened this year. I cannot think of a greater illustration of the extraordinary partisanship, the vindictive and deeply divisive and corrosive effect that this kind of activity has on our institution.
But perhaps the biggest political setback for Daschle was the Senate's final passage last month of a Medicare reform bill, strongly influenced by the health and insurance industries, with a limited prescription drug benefit. 11 Senate Democrats broke party rank and voted for the bill. Still, Daschle contends Republicans will end up facing a backlash on Medicare.
From a sheer political point of view, and just from that point of view, I would say in some respects this is a win-win. They get to claim victory now. They win the big vote right now. But there is no doubt in my mind we win in the long run. The more people look at this, the worse it's going to get.
Early this year, Daschle rejected a run for the White House. By summer, he decided against retiring when his term expires next year. Instead, he's seeking a fourth term in the Senate, and so far faces no Republican challenger.
What tipped the balance for me is that I still believe that I have something to contribute. I still love the debate, the public policy, the incredible opportunities that we have to make lives of most Americans, and especially South Dakotans, even better.
But it would be a lot easier if Democrats were in charge of both the White House and the Senate, at least. Is that something you are hoping for, counting on, even?
There's no such thing as accurate conventional wisdom these days. But I really believe that there is a real opportunity for us next year, in November, to take back the White House and to take back both the House and the Senate. It's within our grasp.
And if that doesn't happen, do you think that it's going to be any easier than it's been this year?
Well, hope springs eternal, and you'd like to think it's going to be easier, but I think that would be, again, high expectations probably gone awry. I don't think that we have any reason to believe the situation would change that much if the circumstances don't change in terms of membership, either in the White House or in the Congress.
Last week, Louisiana's John Breaux announced he won't seek re-election next year, the fifth Southern Democratic senator to retire in this cycle, making Daschle's goal of once more being in charge of the Senate all the more difficult. David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.